The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Labor Day, and we're here laboring just for our friends and family and fans, which, of course, you all are our family and friends. Hey, and listeners. So it's 5.5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, and the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week. I don't know if they're open today, though, come to think of it. But they have that new enhanced walk-in humidor and the...
I would think most businesses that are
businesses
retail.
Are open. Yeah, retail are open, yeah. Because we work so that our taxes can go to give the government the day off.
Right.
And, well, the banks take a day off, too.
People are talking to us about coming to barbecues. We're like, hey, we're working today. We're in the air. Really? Yep. We're on... it's Labor Day, so...
It's Labor Day. We're laboring. So good morning, Bad Bob. You're here laboring, too.
Indeed. Good morning. And it was an interesting weekend. As I mentioned before, we went on the air to you two. Brenda and I went out to Whiskeytown Lake because the Park Service had asked the Coast Guard Auxiliary to kind of keep people out of the car powerhouse arm there and the devastated Oak Bottom Marina. Seeing that change in the landscape, that near nuking of that pristine place, it bugs you. It bothers you.
It probably gut wrench.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's ask you, did the Oak Bottom Marina...
That's the northern end of the lake.
Right. Did any boats...
Oh, yeah. The marina itself is still there. 40 boats were lost where the fire swept down and engulfed one part of the marina. The main part of the dock survived. The resort operator is working furiously. In fact, they were pretty much the only activity on that end of the lake, getting some boats out of the way. And they will. They won't be back this season, but they are determined to get operational again.
Is that where we were at the time we went out on the kayaks? No, I mean, and the second time.
Yes, we went down to Oak Bottom Marine.
Yeah,
down. Yeah, in that
when
area.
I got the
in fact,
kayak
I think that's the area
up with water.
Where the whites would put their tie their boat up on a dinghy.
Oh, okay. On the ball. And those boats, most of those boats survived. I think they lost two of the boats that were out on the balls because embers fell on them and lit them off. Mm. One of the boats was dragged out and laying on the beach. Mm. I have a picture of it. It's a little sad. Now, of course, the Brandy Creek Marina, where the Whiskeytown Sailing Club was spared.
That's where we take the kayaks out, I think.
That's
when you drive. I'm sorry.
Both ends of the lake have, they can launch from either end of the lake depending on conditions.
Okay, so the one we've been twice, but I think the area that you're talking about is when you go past the Whiskeytown Visitor Center there.
Yeah.
And you drive, when you turn left there, you drive all the way around the back side of the lake.
Right,
that's Brandy Creek, right?
No, that's Oak Bottom. Brandy Creek is when you go... Turn down JFK Drive, cross the dam.
And that's where we go to do the picnic.
Okay.
When we turn left and go around is when you get into the fire area down there.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
On the way out through, like, French Gulch and stuff.
Well, you know what? This whole thing is they're already starting to spray the hillsides. I don't know if they have enough to spray all the hillsides around here. But let's do the weather?
Yeah, but I wanted to first say Labor Day is the first Monday in September as a creation of the labor movement and is dedicated to the social and economic achievements of American voters. It constitutes a yearly national tribute to the contributions workers have made to the strength, prosperity, and well-being of the country. That's what today's about.
Yeah.
And it's currently 64 degrees. Today is Labor Day, of course, with our highs of 103. Again. This is probably the fifth time now I've picked up the week forecast, and we see widespread haze. So when I see the little boxes, they're all gray. And tonight, I don't want it to say to be depressing, but that's what I'm picking up and looking at, widespread haze. So Tonight will be areas of smoke with around 67. Tomorrow will be sunny and hot with 100. And again, 65. That's what our temperature is. Tuesday will be 60. Our highs will be 100. Again, 97 on Wednesday, 96 on Thursday, and 95 on Friday. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned and operated, senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793.
The Hertz fire has grown 4,000 more acres in one day. They're up to 42,000 acres, 42% contained. And we had a 10-acre fire on Quartz Hill again yesterday. It started up, and it burnt for 10 acres. And the Cal Fire, the city of Redding, and an air tanker hit it and put it out. But they said it was heading toward Quartz Hill Road. If it had jumped it, it had been in the subdivision. And I'm thinking, what's left up there? But obviously there's enough to be burning.
Yeah.
So, and what about AQI?
Air Quality Index right now, Turtle Bay reading, and these are PM 2.5 readings, which is the stuff that you don't want in your lungs. 134, 154 in West Redding. These are hazardous to people who are asthmatic or otherwise prone to issues, the elderly, children. When it passes 200, then we all need to get extremely worried. So it's unpleasant, but not unhealthful as of now. Clearing out, that's mostly in kind of the bowl of the city. As we move outward, the numbers drop off. You get out towards Palisadro, and you're all the way down to into the 60s.
Okay, so let's just update our AQI up there. So we're saying 154, which, of course, at 50 is healthy. 154 means it's not exactly healthy, but we're not up into that 200 range. But we're still, for kids, people with lung diseases or asthma or things like that. Okay, moving on.
Let's talk a little bit about John McCain.
Well, John McCain, and, you know, I saw something that says, I can't wait for the second season of The Burial of John McCain. And that was cold, but I just had to say that because it was kind of funny, too. Here's a man that's had an impact on this country, and he's gone, you know, he's had three funeral services that I know of. He's had one back in Arizona. He had one in D.C., you know, when he laid in state. And then they took him to the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis to lay him to rest next to one of his best friends, an admiral that he'd been friends with ever since the academy. Now, John McCain at various times has said he didn't like the academy, but then he said later on in his life, he said, you know, it taught me humility, it taught me respect, it taught me, you know, a number of things. Mm-hmm. So anyway, he was laid to rest there. It looked like a beautiful service again.
And America needs, at a time when we have so much diversity, and divisiveness is what I'm trying to say. I think we need to feel that there is a real hero, somebody who really fought for our country, suffered for our country. But, pulling up the headlines today.
But if you look at it, the people at the funeral used it as an...
That's exactly what I was getting into. We've got a few minutes. Let's cover this when we get back because... Meghan McCain, Bush, and Obama, according to what I'm reading here, took swipes. And
Trump,
I think...
And there were others, too,
unless he asked them to.
I don't think he asked them to, but I just can't imagine why the Meg, as they're calling Meg.
She says, we gather here to mourn the passing of American greatness, the real thing, not cheap rhetoric from men who will never come near the sacrifice he gave so willingly, nor the opportunistic appropriation of those who live lives of comfort and privilege while he suffered and served.
Like she has. Anyway, the point on this is, what I saw after that was just an outpouring of, how can you do this? How could you take a time when you should be talking about your father and the great things that he did, and instead spend time attacking the president? And it wasn't just him. It was a variety of others. You know, we've reached that point. See, we've reached that point in our lives and in America at that level. I'm not talking about down here with Bob and me and Cleveland Bonet and, John Stadelli and all these other people that, we get along in a very great way, though we may not agree with things. But we have taken this point in our lives in this in America to turn on each other like this. Anyway, we have to take a break. We'll take a break as soon as Bob is finished with the phone here. But did you when you read that, what did you think, Linda?
Well, my heart sunk, and I just, unless that was like the final word, you know, like her dad
took another shot at him.
Well, you know, first of all, I have to say this. It was disgusting for me to feel that Trump said horrible things about John McCain. I mean, I lost respect. There's been a lot of things that Trump said that makes me feel like chips away at what I think about, you know, the things that he says. But, so here's John McCain, America war hero, like you said. So there's anger and hostility there. And so the fact that he was not at the funeral, couldn't even say a word at the funeral, he was not respected in any way, but you had Bush, Obama, Biden.
Yeah, he had the crew. Okay. All right, we're going to take a quick break. It's 17 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. It is 64 degrees out there, going up to 103. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number. Sleep Number is having their biggest sale, one of their biggest sales
of
the year,
home
the
bed.
Labor Day. You know,
here's how bad it was. We go home to my parents' house. Now, Sleep Number people, when you're listening to this, we're going to give you some love here, and because it's true. We go home to my parents' house. We sleep in one bed. I said, Mom and Dad, I'm sorry you're gonna have to clean two sets of sheets. Slept in one bed. We probably slept with 10-minute increments because it was so uncomfortable. Love you, Mom and Dad, but the new mattress doesn't work.
It's like a trampoline.
And then we go
back to
the old bed in the back room where for some reason maybe it was just a comfort zone of being in that room on that uncomfortable mattress, but that was the second night.
But compared to the first mattress, it was like, oh, this is pretty good. And, you know, you wake up in the middle of the night and your head's, you know, over the side of the bed. Love visiting.
Twisted up in sheets.
Yeah, we come back. So we get back yesterday.
Oh, my God.
Well, get back yesterday afternoon.
Went to bed at 3.
Went to bed at 3. Woke up this morning. But your Sleep Number bed, I swear, you know what? I wouldn't have given everything, but it would have been nice, you know.
You know what we should do? We should buy a bed. We should buy a mattress. And then we sleep on that mattress
They'll take the bed, but then we'll get their mattress. And God knows what that mattress
is. We'll buy them a mat. We're going to buy them a Sleep Number bed for Christmas, but it's going to be our bed when we come to visit.
That's right. Hey, when we come to visit, you can use it if we're not there.
But anyway, Labor Day today is the best deal of
best
the year.
The 360 smart bed that actually adjusts to you. Can you imagine that? And that bed, Saturday night adjusted to us, but it wrapped up around you and then over your head like you were being wrapped, swathed in a cocoon. It's not something that you could fix with your remote there that goes, oh, it's just a little bit soft. I think I'll go up 5. I think I'll go up to 60, you know, or something like that. You know what? And the Sleep Number 360.
Amazing technology.
Oh, they are so comfortable. They move as you move during the night. Right now, it's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Say 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed now through Labor Day. Here we're going to find Sleep Number at a Sleep Number store down in the Target Shopping Center. Head on over to the Sleep Number store. Tell them Carl and Linda sent you and pray that you don't have a night like we had Friday and Saturday. We'll be right back. 18 minutes after the hour 7.
For 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized Dish Network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I've been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away all electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
The annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair is coming Saturday, September 8th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Don't miss your chance to enjoy lots of free samples of health-related items. There'll be a smart chicken hot dog barbecue. Be sure to bring the kids for the kitty carnival and great live music from Jimmy Limo. Find out about organic produce, organic groceries, vitamins and supplements, and so much more. And the event is absolutely free. The Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair, Saturday, September 8th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 221 Locust Street in Reading.
I'm Don Burton. I'm here with Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar.
And Sue Blake.
We're at the beautiful Cottonwood Community Library, where you just finished up a job. They have solar now. What's it mean to them?
Well, Don, this compact 6-kilowatt system will offset the Cottonwood Community Library's entire electric bill. This is due to the efficient design and the quality of the SunPower panels, which are rated as the best solar panels on the market.
And the all-black panels present a beautifully clean look on their roof.
The SunPower panels can also be installed as a ground rack or a pole mount system.
How do you know which type of system is best for you?
Visit our showroom and design center today at 4616 Caterpillar Road in Reading,
where one of our solar design experts will sit down with you and present all of the available options and design a system specific to your energy needs.
And Powerhouse Solar can save you money on your home as well. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600.
And let us get the power of the sun working for your home or business.
Monday Night Football is back, baby. Raiders, Niners, Seahawks, Cowboys, Vikings, where you at? Bet the Bookie returns again this year with Kenny Breedlove. Win cash and prizes every Monday night. Monday Night Football kicks off this year with a doubleheader on September 10th. The Jets versus the Lions, and the Rams take on the Raiders. Come get your football fix at Shameless O'Leary's. The best wings, burgers, and Irish nachos in town. Plus, over 16 brews on tap and over 100 unique whiskeys behind the bar. Wear your favorite team jersey and come play Bet the Bookie every Monday night. It's free to play and an absolute blast for couples or serious football fans. Place your bet and win. Don't forget Sunday Funday with the NFL ticket and Sunday brunch. Bloodies, mimosas, and a full breakfast menu. If you want to watch football, make it Shameless O'Leary's, California Street, downtown Reading.
Football, you say? Well, I've got $100 here, says football's supposed to be played with your feet.
And now, back to our show.
Look like you're the best.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this Labor Day Monday.
We're laboring.
If you're not,
you can just lay
if
there.
If you're not working today, and
just,
you know,
sit there and listen.
Enjoy your time off, and thanks for listening to us.
Oh,
anyway.
Yeah. Hey, look, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Alliance Heating and Air. Been in the business over a quarter of a century. Been voted best in the North State, and there's so many reasons that they have been voted best in the North State. Okay, you've got to get your air conditioners fixed, get all those things cleaned and all that. Give them a call, 221-2642. Yeah, the smoke and haze is out there, but I think the main part, hopefully, God willing, is past us. So get those filters cleaned out, have those air ducts checked, get your air conditioner, and get your heater ready for this winter. Because imagine what your heater looks like if it's not the same system with all the smoke that's been all over it. You can learn more at their website, homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air.
Well, speaking of a little giveaway today, we are giving away a 30-day, that's $149 value, and this has been comped for us to give away. Because with you and with us, we want to get back into Adamson's Peak Performance. We've not been working out. We've worked out for a while. I was doing the skinny jeans, then I got away from it because of travel or whatever. But getting back into the gym, and I think it's really important, especially with the stress that we've experienced with the fires. And I recently were home over this weekend. People said, "How are you?" You know, I said, "We've been going through trauma." I mean, the whole city's been going through trauma. Even though we didn't lose our house, you're still around people and trying to support people and support a community that's been through trauma. So It's the after effect, and it's really important to breathe into your body and get your keep your body healthy, because that is what's going to sustain you. So give us a call, and you get a 30-day risk-free trial at Adamson's. Love this gym. It's locally owned. Husband and wife, Joe and Kathy Adamson, have owned this gym in 25 years. I can only tell you, for us going into 10 years, owning a business, there's just a lot of trials and tribulations, but you just keep going. So we want to support these people. We love it. It's clean. It's friendly. They have a great mission statement, and it's really all about family and love. So Adamson's Peak Performance, if you've been thinking about getting back in the gym, this is 30 days. Get yourself in there. Figure what it's about. And we'd love to have you give us a call here, 605-4567, and you can go in.
Okay, we talked about the In-N-Out Burger, how the head of the Democratic Party in California said they needed to be boycotted. Boy, what a disaster that was for the Dems. Oh, within hours, the Democratic Party comes, that was just him, that was just him. It's not us. It's not all of us. And it was a disaster. People are going, are you kidding? This business has been in California for 70 years. It hires thousands of people. People love it. It's the food's good. Blah, blah, blah. It goes went on and on and on. Pictures of Senator Jim Nielsen with 30 bags of In-N-Out he's buying for all of his staffers and the people around him. John Cox running for governor, standing there with a hamburger in his hand in front of In-N-Out going, yeah, I like In-N-Out. Linda and I went down to In-N-Out.
We did on our way out of town.
On the way out. We wouldn't have, because we were driving in the different direction. We drove over to In-N-Out.
Yep.
Sat there and
we went inside.
I tell you what, we went inside because Linda won't allow anything to go inside our car that smells like food. And so as we went in, we're going, oh gosh, you know, we're originally like two or three people ahead of us. And then while we're there, it went out the door. So only thing I can say is Dems. You know, you got to remember who you got to pick your fights with. An In-N-Out Burger obviously is not someone to pick a fight with. And this was over donating money to the GOP, but they also donate money to the Democratic Party. This is how stupid. Should I say that? Out of touch the Democrat, the leader of the Democratic Party in California is. Boycott In-N-Out. Gee, I feel sorry for you. The next one going on, we have to be breaking here in a couple of seconds. First Man, the story about Neil Armstrong on the moon. As we talked about last week, it's causing a lot of controversy because they have chosen to take an event that was the pride of the United States of America, that we as Americans had worked on for so long, that our tax dollars had gone into it. We our astronauts gave their lives. Yes, they gave their lives in the pursuit of putting a man on the moon. And the way that 400,000 people were working to do one thing, to get man on the moon. So Buzz Aldrin and Neil Armstrong being the first, I think they flipped. Anyway, Neil Armstrong was the first. Well, they made this money, they made this movie about Neil Armstrong, but when it comes to being on the moon, they do not show him putting the American flag there and saluting. So this has caused all types of consternation, and they're saying, well, this transcended boundaries. Well, the hell with your boundaries. This had nothing to do with the UN. This had to do with the world, except the fact that we did this, and it was to, you know what, the things that we discovered and through the science of this landing and this whole program of NASA helped the world. So over the weekend, Buzz Aldrin, who was number two, who was there on the surface with Neil Armstrong, tweets out a photo of the two of them on the moon with the flag, and he's saluting the flag. And when they said that, oh, Neil Armstrong wasn't a patriotic kind of guy, they actually said this, you know, Ryan Gosling, who is a Canadian, and it's a Canadian movie, Neil Armstrong says, Buzz Aldrin says, that's not the Neil Armstrong I know. He's very patriotic. So this whole thing, and then the guy said, well, I didn't show that. I just showed other things. And guys, this was so, the whole thing was again, revisionist history.
Are you going to boycott the movie?
Oh, yeah, I'm not going to see it.
Okay.
Yeah. Even though that, you know, his sons say, hey, wait a minute.
I'm going to see it before I condemn it.
Well, right. I can just tell you that right now that the fact that they didn't put it in wouldn't have been a big thing except what they said about it was, oh, this transcends borders. Oh, so you're going to support a world order type of movie, which is what this is.
Hmm. No, I
well,
am
no, that's just
to,
what you said. Yeah, I have to go see it before I condemn it.
I am in the spirit of the plaque. We came in peace for all mankind.
Yeah, but that was the plaque. And underneath it said, "Made in America."
Okay.
Made in America. It was an American endeavor. It was an American triumph. It was American. It was
that.
American. And to leave out one of the iconic moments of the landing by saying this, oh, this just transcends borders. It was a step for mankind, but it was America. It was the United States of America that did this, that built the rocket, that put the men up there, that men risked their lives, men lost their lives to do this. And to say that it transcended borders, if he hadn't said that,
well,
maybe, but okay. They did, because that's what they were trying to do, is they've taken away the fact that who did this. It was America did this. It wasn't Russia. It wasn't Bolivia. It wasn't China. It wasn't Canada. It was America that did this, that pulled America together. How many people in America watched that night, if you were alive, watched that night when we landed on the moon?
But did it not? Okay, yes, there's two thoughts here. Yes.
The
America
American
did do
thought
it.
And the wrong thought.
And then, excuse me, and
your
then the
chest
fact,
pumping is noted,
yeah,
sir.
Your chest pumping is noted, and so it should be, because my dad was part of building that rocket.
That's right. Your dad was there.
My dad was part of building that rocket.
Is he Burmese? No, he's American.
I understand, but it was for the world.
You know what?
If
you two actually believe that, you know what? If you two actually believe that we built that rocket and we put that man on the moon and it was for the world, yeah, the world could, as I've said already, the world could, you know, to enjoy things that we discovered, we being Americans. But it was JFK said we're going to put a man on the moon before this decade's over. And we did that. And it was an American event done by Americans. And if anybody gets anything beyond that, that's fine. The guy that if you do something as hard, as difficult as this, because nobody else has ever done it since either, even with all the technology that's out there. They still haven't done it.
I just found it amusing that a 70-something-year-old Aldrin Coldcock, the idiot, had got in his face and said, it was fake, wasn't it? It was fake, admit it. And Aldrin lays him out.
Well, I kind of like that, too. That's Buzz Aldrin. See? And he stood up, you know, and he let everybody know how he felt without saying a word. He tweeted that out. Millions of people saw it, of the raising or the flag planting on the moon. And I realized that it... You know, some people like to think that, oh, gosh, the whole world was better.
Well, the whole world was watching, and they felt like they were, even though it was American-made.
It was a unifying
moment. Okay, we're going to take a break.
But do not forget, who's the one, that plaque is for all mankind. Yeah, you're right, made in America, not made in China. We'll be right back.
The annual Reading East Rotary Ducky Derby is coming September 30th at Reading's Codwell Park. Be a part of the Reading East Rotary's effort to keep our kids drug and alcohol free. First prize is a 16-sleeper houseboat vacation from Shasta Marina, valued at $2,700. Details on all the other amazing prizes, sponsor, or ticket information, go to readingduckyderby.com or call 225-8583. The 29th Annual Ducky Derby, September 30th in Codwell Park. Get your tickets today. Brought to you by KCNR 1460 AM.
This is Andy Main bringing you a news update from high-speed internet provider ShastaBeam.com. We've had a great response from the community regarding the recent car fire from residents who were evacuated or had their homes burned. We're happy to report that all of our towers providing high-speed internet services are in operation, and we're installing new equipment on those towers that suffered fire damage. We continue to send our condolences to those who suffered losses, and we are still offering expedited installation services to those who need high-speed internet and phone services installed at their addresses. Call us today at 605-2203 or Google ShastaBeam.com on your smartphone to pre-qualify your address or to inquire about our services. ShastaBeam has been providing high-speed wireless services to the North State since 2004. We provide services to all areas that have slow internet. Call ShastaBeam today at 605-2203 or visit ShastaBeam.com to pre-qualify your address and order online today. This is Andy Main wishing you fast, reliable internet from ShastaBeam.com.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. If all you need is an in-cabin air filter change, come on in. No appointment necessary. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Bot. Good morning, everybody. Like 23 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, 64 degrees going up to 103 today with a report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And the AQI is 140, which means is 50 is healthy. 140, you're getting out there where it's kind of like, stay out of it if you got asthma. We are here with June Bell Skeet.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
Great name, June Bell Skeet.
June Bell Skeet.
Yes. You know, well, you've come... my name's June Bell Skeet.
Well, let's introduce you to June Bell Skeet, because we know June Bell Skeet through our good friend Nigel Skeet, who you know has the homeless rock star and so many things that you'll see Nigel, who is a world-famous photographer, taking pictures. And,
yes, he is.
And then June came to Reading to attend the Bethel School of Ministry, right?
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm. And so then you were working with the homeless.
We've been working with the homeless for a while.
And then you guys got married. And now let's just let you fly, because it's beautiful to hear you fly.
Well, thank you very much. I'm glad to be here. And it's nice to see your personalities on air, but in person. So actually, I came here for education years ago, way in 2009. And I was back and forth just learning from different conferences that Bethel offered. And I left one of the conferences a year and a half ago, almost 2 years ago now, and went back to North Carolina and had a supernatural encounter that I could not refuse. And the Lord actually asked me, would I be willing to pay the price? And then I had a few series of dreams, and I said yes, because many are called but few are chosen, and the only difference is we say yes. And so I said yes, and I packed my clothes in the car, gave everything away, and traveled across the United States, ministering across the United States to sheriff departments and police departments and homeless shelters. and hit 39 departments on the way up here. And I didn't know anyone when I got here. So I thought, okay, Lord, what do you have for me? And then I met Joe Wong at View 202. He offered me a position to help with the journey home.
Journey home being of getting the people that want to leave a bus ticket back home.
No, it's not just getting them a bus ticket. You know, for 20 years in North Carolina, I own my own luxury real estate company. So I know that you just don't want to get them somewhere and give someone else a problem. But you want to restore them back to society, whether restoring them back to their families or friends or back to a rehab where they know that they can't do it on their own. But they have to want it for you themselves more than they, you know, that you want it for them. And so I would help them get there, whether just counseling with them, talking with them, boots on the ground, face-to-face. Hey, my name is June Bell Skeet. What's your story? You know, what brought you to the situation where you're on the grounds in this, you know, drug addiction? There's a root cause. So try to get to the root cause. And then I was able to get bus tickets, and Joe Wong sewed in $100,000 into Good News Rescue Mission. And from there, I was able to send close to 200 people home.
So with your faith, you were just able to approach somebody on the street and just figured, I've got, this person needs to have a hug and some love, and maybe he can, or that, or she can be plugged into something that makes them feel reconnected, not just left to the side of the road without a connection.
Yes. Well, a lot of them have no hope, or a lot of them come from broken backgrounds where they have never had anyone say, hey, you're a treasure, you're valuable to me. And so what I'm there is to pull out the treasure instead of the dirt, because anybody can pull out the dirt on you and tell you all the things that are wrong with you, but not everybody can see through the lens of the Lord, you know, what that looks like in that person. So just loving them unconditionally and intentionally, just going out on the streets.
So you were able to, how many souls were you able to reconnect to their homes?
Almost 200.
So that program was a very successful program.
It was within like 6 months. So yes, and I'm no longer with the Journey Home program. We're actually going to call it Going Home program because I've been given the favor of the Lord to be able to go into probation departments and say, hey, if you've got someone on probation, let me help them transition them to a rehab and or the hospital. You know, when they come in, may I speak with those that are addicted or those that have been homeless, so when they get out of here, they have a place to connect.
Is there an answer for the homeless? I mean, we have this problem with the you know, so many transients and homeless that 100 of them camping out at South City Park and things like this. What's the answer to that?
Well, I think the answer is within the city. Instead of saying there's a problem, for us to actually be boots on the ground as a city. And Gladiator, Nigel and I watched that once in a while, and I really love one of the scenes. In the very end, all the enemy comes against him, and he said, don't remove yourself from me. Don't go scatter and do your own thing like being a Lone Ranger. Let's lock our shields together and walk as one, and then we'll be more of an impact to stay alive. And I think we as a community, not just myself, but Good News and my organization and ART with Empire, as well as the whole city, Kristen Schrader is trying to work on this, Joe Wong's thrown a lot of money in it, and media and everybody else getting the word out. I'm trying to get the churches together. So if we can get all the churches together, and just like the disciples, there was 12 disciples. If we can get 12 churches with 12 people that have a heart to say, I'll take my sphere of influence a mile and a half around my church, and everybody does their position of really walking it out, we won't have a problem. It's really not a problem. We just have to have boots on the ground that's willing to face it and say, let's take care of this so we can transform our city. We can get rid of poverty flats where we actually sow into people and get them back into society because we care.
So I saw a bus yesterday. I take my car every day or once a week over to a place, and I saw a Bethel van. And there's a group of homeless, I'm sure, that I don't know. Maybe they're with the mission or maybe, but it just felt like they were displaced. And the van was filling them up, and they were waiting for the next van. And I thought, this is an outreach, because what you're trying to do is get them back into what I'm curious to see what happens once they come to are they going, or is there somebody that's like, okay, you get John and Mary, and you know, you get these five people. These are your five people that you now minister to. How does that work?
Well, I know that Bethel does have an outreach, a city service to help, and they also have a bus that picks them up on Sunday morning to attend church, but they also feed over 200 homeless, to my knowledge, every Sunday morning. Now, whether they go to the service afterwards or whether they leave, I don't know because that's not my ministry.
Okay.
But I think it's wonderful. Bethel's doing great outreaches. They're sowing identity into people as well as the homeless, so they are outreaching.
Well, we wanted to bring you on this morning because this is just the first introduction into from KCNR to introduce June Bell Skeet. She's got there's a lot of things that are going to be brewing and happening this week, and then we'll be able to bring you on in a two or three weeks from now and to bring out some of the things you've been working on behind the scenes we can't talk about now. But I wanted everyone to just meet you.
Thank you so much. Well, I'm very honored. And, of course, my husband's been the forerunner. He's the one that has introduced me to everyone in the city, including you guys, the Mosleys, Joe Wong, all these people because of my husband. And he's incredible.
Everybody
he's
knows
incredible.
Him.
Nigel's great.
Of course.
He's been laying the groundwork before he met you.
He was a forerunner, absolutely.
Right.
And he's the best thing that ever happened to me.
I love that you said that you just gave up everything. It ministered across the country. And then you show up in Reading like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do, but I'm here.
I knew that I answered the call, and I didn't know what it looked like. But that's what faith is, going when you don't know what it looks like. And then it unfolds for you with a red carpet without spot and wrinkle because you know that you're obedient. Now, is it smooth transition? I mean, it was all the way across the United States. It was the most fabulous drive I've ever had. It was 12 days with almost 12 hours in my car every day, but it felt like it was like an hour and a half. And I thought I went to go bless other people by saying, hey, may I come in and just pray for your department and pray against deaths and, you know, those killed in the line of duty. And they would offer me flowers and food and hugs, and they say, yes, you can come in. Now, that's really unheard of because I can flash my badge at my department where there's 500 deputies and 480 inmates, but I can't do that in every other place because they're going to say, hey, we need a background check, we need a thumbprint, we need all that. But I had open doors everywhere I went. So I was the one that received the blessing. I was truly favored during that whole entire trip. And then when I got here to meet Nigel and everyone else, he's just a jewel. He's a treasure.
And then to marry him.
Oh, yes.
And make your home here.
Yes, this is home.
This is going to be
great.
With
two lovely, beautiful eight-and-a-half-year-olds.
The twins.
Yes, the twins.
Well, we're going to have to take a break, but we wanted to introduce you to June Bell Skeet in this Monday morning, and we're going to have you come back again in just a few weeks and talk about some really exciting. We can't. It's not there yet. So before we make that announcement and spill it out, we just wanted you to meet. So thanks so much for coming on today.
Thank you. Well, they can go to iloveredding.com, and they can look at what's going on within our department for I Love Reading, because I Love Reading is for Reading by Reading.
Okay.
So, We thank you, and thank you for the opportunity. It's an honor to be here.
All right. We'll have
June,
you come on
we'll see you soon.
In a little bit. iLoveReading.com with June Bell Skeet. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be right back with another big local business. Great to have him on, too.
Yep.
KCNR 1460.
What is summer without a summer concert series? Our summer tribute series will keep you cool all summer long with live music on select Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. A tribute for everyone from rock and roll classics to soul and today's pop charts. Don't miss these amazing performances. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WindRiver.com. Tickets just $12.50 each or a table of 10 for $100. Come out and sing and dance along with your favorite tribute band at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center this summer. See the next best thing to your favorite artists in an intimate setting. For a complete lineup of our summer concert tribute series, visit WindRiver.com or download the Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the river.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or Douglas Wright Law.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Head on down to Cornerstone Community Bank. See how they're moving local dreams forward. That's Cornerstone Community Bank, newest branch, 1845 California Street. Hey, we're sitting here with Dan Levington, who is the owner of the Vintage Wine Bar and Restaurant.
Hi, guys. How are you?
And, you know,
good morning.
He was on last week, and we talked about how they were going. They had a group of people coming. Of course, you always have entertainment there.
Right.
But it grew so much that you moved it from your place over here to the Shasta County Arts Council's area.
Uh-huh.
You can see, like, 80. It got so huge, though, it went over to Cascade.
Right.
And it was called the?
A New Dawn, A New Day. It actually started as a backyard concert. Mm. We had a artist that wanted to do a concert at Vintage, and we were planning on closing for our remodel, so we couldn't do it. So the Bridge House was going to do it in a concert in their backyard.
Right. Yeah,
love the Bridge House folks.
Then after the fire, people wanted to do something bigger. So it ended up getting moved to Shasta Arts Council. More artists joined up. Jefferson Public Radio got involved, which then got the Cascade involved, and it just kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And 10 days, basically it took us 10 days to get the word out and get everything situated. We were just a sponsor, and then I helped promote it. But it ended up being a huge success, but it was
well, congratulations.
Awesome.
And
you.
I know you said you haven't gathered the numbers, and that happens when you... And you have a bunch of different entities, and you have to cover certain things, and then you are able to figure out, and you'll come back on again. Yeah. So congratulations for that.
Thank you.
For all the people involved with that, because it takes a lot of heart, a lot of time, a lot of energy, but you're moving forward for it. We all know that we've all been affected by the fires. In fact, we were back in Sacramento. I'm going to say this again, that we were home for Labor Day for my folks and all the family members out there, and they said, how are you with the fires? You know, it's almost like, you know, you look at people and think, yeah, we've all been kind of trauma. We've been living in trauma.
Yeah.
So how do you explain that? You just, unless you're walking in, it's very hard to kind of explain it. But, you know, so it pulls us together, and we really appreciate what you're doing, because that's moving energy in a positive direction.
Yeah. And that's what we were really trying to do. And it was really great to see, like, all of these community partners and downtown businesses come together. All of us donated everything. There's no cost that needed to be covered. We donated everything. The artists donated their time, and we just went in and did it.
Boom.
It was awesome.
Boom.
There was an article in the Record Searchlight that talked about the artist and what they were saying and things, and it was just a it was a good article. I mean, but it was really good to hear and listen to what the artists were saying.
Yeah.
People from not around here, and some were.
We had some come from Ireland.
Yeah, we're here.
Yeah.
Man.
The Jellymans. Oh, no, were they from Ireland, the Jellyman's daughter?
Yeah.
Okay, and we all know what the Jellyman's daughter is because we looked it up.
Yep.
And it's gross. It's kind of gross, but not really.
All right, Dan, so now let's go. We're going to shift gears.
Okay, we're shifting gears.
Because
you said something right at the beginning.
Yes. So we're closed for the next 2 weeks, and when we reopen, we are no longer going to be Vintage Wine Bar and Restaurant. We're going to be Vintage Public House. We have acquired a liquor license. We're starting escrow on that. We're still keeping the wine machine that holds the 32 bottles of wine on tap, but we're also expanding our beer selections, and we'll be branching out into craft cocktails and classic cocktails.
Ooh.
So that's to come probably in the next 90 days, but we will be reopening in 2 weeks with a brand new bar, new furniture, new floors, and just a complete remodel and refresh.
Love it.
Okay, now, when's the grand opening?
That we're not really sure of. We're working out a concert with a couple of local musicians who are really, really popular, and we kind of have similar crowds, and we want to make sure we have a really big party. We're probably going to do a soft opening that's invitation only for people that, you know, for our regulars and friends and family and stuff. So,
that's a good idea.
I love this is that whole renovation, renewal of what's happening with downtown Reading.
Right.
And we sit with people and say, you are not going to, you know, some of the old timers or people have been here for, oh, it's not like it was for me. And well, guess what? It's going to just blow your mind if you left for 5 years and came back, what's going to be happening. And you're part of that.
Yes, we are. And I'm so excited. And you're a part of that with, you know, everything you have going on here. It's great. Yeah. And then with the K2 project, I'm just excited to be a part of it. And to be following my dream and doing what I want to do. And the best part about it is that I grew up in Cottonwood, been here my entire life. The only time we came to downtown Reading when I was a kid is if I had to go to the doctor. Or when I got older, jury duty. So
good for you.
I want to start. People need to start coming to this side of town and checking it out. It's not, you know, I've talked to people and they think it's scary. It's not scary. You know,
it's not scary.
It's not scary at all. It's not beautiful. Scary. I walk around here all day long. I'll leave the restaurant sometimes at night at 9:30, 10 o'clock at night, and I'll walk all the way down here. We're to this block, which is what, 4 blocks away. No one ever bothers me. Everybody's nice.
Do you come through the center of the old where the mall?
I do both ways. It's just kind of a way that I decompress at the end of the night. You know, like I'll walk. Sure. I'll walk right through the old mall and then I'll turn around and walk down California.
People believe that it's worse than it is. Now, on the other hand, there are people out there on the streets. But you don't, for all these assaults and everything that people think, it's not happening.
Right.
Meanwhile,
it may be uncomfortable, but
you're just,
here's the big thing.
You've got this whole resurgence happening. And again, give us the name.
Vintage Public House is the name again.
And it's going to, as you walk in, what are we going to see?
So the bar currently is in the center of the main dining room. We're pushing it up against the north wall, so it'll be a long, straight bar on the north wall.
And so you're going to have, like, I love when you said craft cocktails, because you get somebody who's good at their game. Oh, yeah.
Are you going to have, like, names for the craft cocktails?
Yeah, we will.
I know you are. This guy's an artist. He stays up all night thinking about names.
How about if we came up with one, and we can, you know.
This guy stays up all night thinking about
games. We can do that. You know what? That's something to think about. There's other places in town that.
Yeah.
Oh, this is the.
So we have a few seconds left. Yeah. So go on. So then you get craft cocktails, whole bar, long up against the wall. Then.
Yes, and we're going to repaint and we're redoing the floors, and then we will be coming out shortly with our fall menu. So it'll have more seasonal dishes and things like that on it. But we're still working on that. And.
Stage.
The other big thing, stage is still there.
Okay.
I've already redone the stage. The whole back room is done. I did that about 2 weeks ago with some friends. We just went in there and knocked it out. Put brick up on the back wall. And we're going to do the same thing behind our bar. Very Nashville-esque. And then we also have Dusty Logan, Janice's husband, is building us some steel shelving for behind the bar. It's going to be completely cool. And
when we get close to opening now, we're going to have to run you through again because we got to run now.
Yeah, but you have one more thing. You have one more thing.
Sorry.
And? You started to say, and then I got sidetracked with the stage.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. We're going to find a grand opening in two weeks.
When we get closer, we're going to have you back on.
Thank you.
And say, hey, look, it's here. It's now.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to do it.
Awesome. Okay. Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Oh, well,
Thanks, you know what?
We like it when people are just growing downtown.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, it makes all of us grow.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
Dan Levington from the Vintage Wine Bar and Restaurant.
Now the Vintage Public House.
And
moving forward, talking about moving forward, we have Enjoy the Magazine, our monthly update, and James Masada will be with us talking about everything Enjoy. KCNR 1460.
News brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Fixing some of the worst trade deals ever made. That's White House correspondent Greg Clugston. With Democrats unable to delay them, confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Judge Brett Kavanaugh get underway tomorrow on Capitol Hill. Abortion and executive privilege expected to be among the key points as the Senate Judiciary Committee debates the nomination. South Florida is seeing soaking rains and gusty winds as Tropical Storm Gordon approaches. It's expected to move into the Gulf of Mexico, threatening the northern Gulf Coast by tomorrow. South Florida and the northern Gulf Coast under tropical storm warnings, and a storm surge watch is in effect for part of the northern Gulf Coast. Holiday motorists are paying more at the gas pump this Labor Day than they did 1 year ago.
The AAA fuel gauge says the average price for regular gasoline today is $2.84 a gallon. That's a 22-cent a gallon increase from last Labor Day, but down 3 cents a gallon from a month ago. The prices are highest in California, where the average is $3.62 a gallon. They're lowest in Alabama, which has an average price of $2.53 a gallon.
That's correspondent Mike Hempen reporting. Wall Street closed for the Labor Day holiday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will resume trading tomorrow at 25,965 and the S&P at 2901. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
The U.S. takes another step designed to get the Palestinians to talk peace.
The Trump administration has followed through with its threat to end support of the United Nations agency responsible for Palestinian refugees. On Friday, it cut some $300 million in grants already earmarked for projects in the West Bank and Gaza Strip. In an angry response, Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas called the move a flagrant assault against the Palestinian people and defiance of U.N. resolutions. In a move attributed to advisor Jared Kushner, the administration demanded those added from subsequent generations be removed, cutting the refugee population by 90%. The State Department's Heather Nauert called the system irredeemably flawed and unsustainable. I'm Felice Friedson, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
News and analysis at themedialine.org and at townhall.com. The UN says the conviction of two Reuters reporters in Myanmar
is deeply troubling.
The embassy says the conviction of two Reuters reporters is deeply troubling for all who support press freedom and the transition towards democracy. The two have been found guilty of violating the colonial-era Official Secrets Act while reporting on government abuses against the country's Rohingya Muslims. American diplomats say the clear flaws in this case raise serious concerns about the rule of law and judicial independence in Myanmar, and the reporters' conviction is a major setback to the government of Myanmar's stated goal of expanding democratic freedom. Like other diplomats in Myanmar, they are calling for the journalist's immediate release. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A massive fire has engulfed Brazil's 200-year-old National Museum in Rio de Janeiro, lighting up the night sky with towering flames as firefighters and museum workers race to save historical relics from the flames. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of the KCNR 1460 in downtown Reading, the epicenter of change, the spot where the air quality index is always at healthy, at 50, even though outside it's 130. Good morning, everybody. The news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week. Great walk-in humidor. It's enhanced. It's larger, if anything. And super customer service, Tobacco and Brew.
Good morning, everybody. It's 8:05 in the morning. Currently 65 degrees. Our temperatures today are going to be 103. Kind of weird to think about that right now. Doesn't feel like it at all. As we look through the week, I hate to say it, but widespread haze. Once again, our lows will be 67 tomorrow, a high of 100 with our lows of 66 and our highs of 97 on Wednesday, Thursday 96, and Friday 95. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated. Senior and veteran discounts always welcome, 365-3793.
This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. That's right. Been in the business well over 25 years, has Jeff Wurst. And Crackmaster Windshield Repair is truly from the old school. Each and every repair is a sign of quality workmanship. That's right. Hey, Jeff is a veteran. He won't waste your time. He guarantees his work. 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call at 241-8373. Whether it's a chip smaller than a dime, even a star, or a crack over 2.5 feet in length. Jeff Wurst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. It's the first Monday in the month, which means enjoy the magazine. And today we have James Masada.
All by myself.
Oh, but you know what? We can make it
Rhonda's
work.
It's Rhonda's birthday.
Is it her birthday?
Well, I don't know if it's today. I think maybe it was yesterday or something.
Well, if she's like me, she can celebrate it for a month.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, welcome to our show again this morning. This is your portion.
My portion, yeah.
Your whole hour we dedicate to enjoy, and there's always wonderful things, but let's just pause for a moment and talk about your cover.
Okay.
You probably changed your September cover.
We did, yes. We had a beautiful cover that I'm so sad that we had to change. And, you know, it probably, we could have left it. But, you know, people, unfortunately, you know how the business is. Sometimes people are super, super sensitive, overly sensitive. But anyway, long story short, it was a beautiful family between a father and son, and I came. It was called Learning Moments, but it happened to be on a sailboat up at Whiskey Town, So I think, you know, just because of what's taken place there, we just decided that it was probably appropriate to change it. And then obviously on top of it, you know, everything right now with
what a beautiful cover,
first responders and all those types of things. This just became appropriate for, you know.
It's stronger together, and of course you've got, you know, the captain of Fire Department 8, and the flag, and just everything that you know.
And on the inside, we actually have from our editor notes another picture. So there were several pictures that were taken of him One of them had, which is very cute, has a little kitty in the.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, that's a little over the top for the cover.
Well, yeah, over the top for the cover. But then there, because I just saw a story today where some people came back, their home was gone in the city of Oshasta. And the story was about he came back and they used to have like 50 chickens. They've got like a dozen left.
Yeah.
And you could see where the firefighters had been feeding the chickens.
Oh, yeah.
Had been sharing like their lunch or
I
something.
I heard that this morning when I was getting ready.
Yeah,
it was
really cool.
And you see that. The other thing I've heard
because
is
we
that
had friends that had chickens that perished, so it was nice to see that.
Barbecue and chicken. So the other thing too was that you're looking at the morale, and the guys and girls are getting tired. They've been fighting this fire for 40 straight days. They haven't been home.
Yeah.
In many cases, and the only thing they have to face now is after this one, it's 100% contained. Is with the next one. Where's that one going to be? And where the morale and these guys and these men and women are getting beaten down by this. And listening to him, I couldn't help but think, hey, guy, welcome to the military.
Yeah.
Because you're talking about day after day of fighting, of going out there and being in danger and your adrenaline surges. And he said,
defeat.
In the heat, and you don't have any choice, and you're out there, and you're carrying gear just like the military.
Mm-hmm.
And he talked about the number of divorces and things that were happening, post-traumatic stress. And I'm saying, hey, you know what? You're talking about the military being in combat is the same thing for these men and women. And we can't forget that. And he says, yeah, and everybody's thanking us, and we really appreciate that. But, you know, a week after this, we won't see that again. And I said, welcome to our world.
Right,
you know, that people do appreciate you, but you're not going to see the signs. Signs will eventually be taken down. But the fact is you are appreciated.
Yeah.
But
imagine even in that, not to get political, but, I mean, periods of time during conflict, and then not only that, like you were saying, but when you come home and there are people that actually are mean to you.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, or saying hateful things.
Things. I mean, but see, you don't get that so much. Except why didn't you do this or something to the fireman? But,
well, no, that's what I've heard now. You know, you weren't there fast enough, or this could have been prevented.
You're right. It could have happened.
You know.
But just the cover that you had, I thought was perfect.
Well,
and
thank you.
I did. When we saw it, we took a picture of it and we pushed it out.
Yes, and I liked it.
Did you like that when we did that?
Uh-huh.
Hey, look, this
social
is
media,
what it is.
Yeah.
Okay, I need to say this. Yeah, we're getting like 30,000 hits a week, so a lot of people saw that.
Yep.
Anyway,
celebrity status.
Anyway, the point being is that our firefighters, we can't forget that they're people and that they're going through hell right now.
Well, I was at where was I the other night at Panda Express, and there was a big old firefighter standing next to me, and he was on the phone trying to get order from somebody or people, and he was in front of me, and so then, you know, he kind of walked away with his phone, and then he came back, and then he stood behind me, and I said, "Oh, you know, you were in front of me. It's fine that you were taking a call for food order and that kind of thing. Go ahead." And he's like, "No, we still haven't figured out what we want." And I said, "So you're obviously a firefighter." And he said, "Yeah." And I shook his hand and I said, "Thank you." And he was really nice. He goes, "Yeah." He goes, "But I'm a local boy." So he said, "You know, this couldn't be any better for me in regards to what else the people all, you know, thank you for your thanks, but I live here. So, you know, for me, it's like I'm fighting in my backyard." So he says it's a lot easier for me than for a lot of the people. He's like, "You can't believe how many people have come from so far away."
Yeah.
And there were. I mean, there were people that were from New Zealand.
Samoa.
And, Samoa.
They're bringing
Australia.
Them in from Florida, Texas, everywhere.
Yeah.
There's an article.
I'm sorry. I just want to hit this one comment. "I was amazed with the cover, and it was so solid and caring of you to do so. I know what a chore it must have been. Thank you for showing the heart of Reading to all of us, a caring and giving community."
Yeah, thank
Whoa.
You.
No,
yeah,
hey,
that's awesome.
That's from our chat pack. Thank you for those comments.
Thanks, Sonny.
I love the chat pack.
You know, I do too. And then we'll let me just kind of, we were talking about the firefighters, and this came from an article today off the internet. U.S. firefighters battle suicidal thoughts after the blaze.
Yeah.
This is not just Redding. This is all over California. This is out of Yorba Linda, by the way. Talking about, you know, you've got firefighters working 12 to 36 hours straight on the fire line, so they are physically exhausted. They are emotionally exhausted because we've been killing firemen in these fires. Firemen have been dying.
Yeah.
California is one of the worst hit states. Has seen five fires die battling the flames so far this year across the whole country. That number rises to 64.
Wow.
So it is very much you know, we're in the trauma still. We're in the mm-hmm. aftermath and the trauma. Mm-hmm. And so we pulled together as a community, just like we had, you know, Dan on with his, like, new beginnings.
Yeah.
And what's happening with you and the fact that you pay homage. You've been here born and raised in this area, you know, somewhere.
Not born, but raised since I was six. Okay. Yeah, off and on. Yeah, right. So pretty close. Yeah.
And your family.
Yep.
And your kids.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you know? Definitely.
So we've all been.
Yeah, my kids are all born and raised here.
Yeah, we've all been having that. We had a major shift of the earth beneath us.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to get our feet, what do you want to say?
Feet underneath us,
our footing. And so we so appreciate having you with some kind of normality here.
Yeah.
And talk
get
about
back
the
to
future.
Stability. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Okay, here we're going to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. What they're doing is they're offering to clean and minor repair jewelry for free.
Awesome.
Because they've been in fires too. Henry and Rebecca and Leonard, you owned it again with.
I've heard there's been some successes through sifting.
There have
people
been.
Found diamonds in their rings and.
Well, we have one of our listeners found the badge. Her husband's retired law enforcement. They found his badge. It was all scorched and everything.
Yeah.
Took it down to Four Winds Jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
They made it look like new.
Wow.
And didn't
that's
charge
so cool.
anything.
Yeah, that's
for
amazing.
It. It is. It is Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday. One last thing I want to say real quick. The Nick Dahl 2018 Memorial Golf Tournament will be at the Churn Creek Golf Course Saturday, September the 22nd. Shotgun start at 10. It's only 9 holes, so you can get golf and a barbecue lunch. It's 4-player golf scramble. Proceeds raised to sponsor housing at the Veterans Resource Center. Which we know of, Linda and I have been there to see what they've done with housing all the veterans. And this is, it's only $45 per golfer, which includes the cart and all that kind of stuff. For more information, give Pam Dahl a call at 227-7808. All right, Nick Dahl Memorial Tournament is going to be Saturday, September the 22nd. We'll be right back.
Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
I'm Don Burton. I'm here with Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar.
And Sue Blake.
We're at the beautiful Cottonwood Community Library, where you just finished up a job. They have solar now. What's it mean to them?
Well, Don, this compact 6-kilowatt system will offset the Cottonwood Community Library's entire electric bill. This is due to the efficient design and the quality of the SunPower panels, which are rated as the best solar panels on the market.
And the all-black panels present a beautifully clean look on their roof.
The SunPower panels can also be installed as a ground rack or a pole mount system.
How do you know which type of system is best for you?
Visit our showroom and design center today at 4616 Caterpillar Road in Reading,
where one of our solar design experts will sit down with you and present all of the available options and design a system specific to your energy needs.
And Powerhouse Solar can save you money on your home as well. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600.
And let us get the power of the sun working for your home or business.
Hi, this is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Join me at 9 a.m. every Wednesday for Generations Talk Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. Topics will include resources and businesses that you need to know about. We will talk money, travel, healthcare, and more. Embrace aging. Listen to Generations Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 9 a.m. here on KCNR 1460. Archive shows at generationstalkradio.com.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there 3 different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with a full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toyo stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-456.
Well, I'm standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona. Such a fine sight to see. It's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford.
Good morning and welcome back to KTNR 1460. I'm telling you, why do I have so much energy? Because James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine.
Well, you know, the other thing, too, your naked top is that the show is interrupting our conversation we're having.
I know, right?
Four of us in here chatting, and hey, we got to go back on the air. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Home Helpers been in the business right here 15 years, Sharon Clark. If you're looking for somebody to help you, a company, it's not even a company, it's kind of a family to help you, whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, it's Sharon Clark and Home Helpers. You can find out more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com or just give her a call at 226-8350. Find out why there's no place like home. We have James Masada with us here. Hi. From Enjoy the Magazine. And what we were talking about is all the things that are happening. And we talked about the station, you know, expanding.
Changes.
We're talking about, well, you know what?
Changes.
You either have to grow or you're just going to die.
Or go.
Or go. Mm-hmm. And so fact is that
we're in a relationship.
We've been in this station for nine years.
Was that cryptic?
No.
We've been in this station for 9 years, starting our 10th year. You all have been with us for a long part of that. And now we're expanding out. Now that we have the chance to do it, now that the government's opened it up, now that we have a chance to do that, we're
doing
it.
I'm super excited because I was obviously not picking that up over the last few months.
Yeah, it's been.
So now that you kind of.
We've been talking about it forever, but it's finally coming.
Linda
into...
grabbed my hand and kind of shook me out of my coma and was like, "Hey, did you know?" And I was like, "What?"
Well, I'm going to announce this, and I'm going to start the commercials. I want to rebrand, just like we talked about. You know, a lot of things are doing, and I want to rebrand on the spot with Linda Bott.
Yep.
And bring it back. And I want to. I feel that it's time for me to do this again.
Yeah.
In a different light, because we're in the process of. I'm going to cry. To start, we're in the process of rebuilding our downtown, and I feel
everything's going to need to be rebuilt right now.
And our energy, mm-hmm. our calling, if you will, go to June Bell's Gate. Our calling is to be part of that, mm-hmm. and so I want to do arts and entertainment and restaurants, and I want those musicians that are coming through to send CDs. So I
want it going to be down to Vintage. They hit you first.
I want to be able to play their tracks and let people know who they are and that they're coming through and be part of that scene.
Yeah.
And what you guys are doing as far as like what's in town, who are the artists, what makes them tick, and you get more in radio, you get a lot in print, mm-hmm. but when you can do a soul like hear the soul talk, it's really important. So. I think
we need to talk more afterwards. I don't think you ever got to ask me any question. You were just telling me the cool stuff that's going to happen.
Okay.
So was there a question in it? You don't have to ask me now, but I'm just saying there was.
Yeah, the question is I'd like to have you do one day a week like you used to.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And
so
I want you to think about it. One day a month, because it'll be every Thursday night. I want you to think about it. So I'll put you there, put you on the spot. And
I'm on the spot.
You're on the
spot.
With Letter
Bot.
Yeah.
Okay.
So real quickly, I wanted to just make a quick announcement because, you know, technically our season for Enjoy Movies in the Park ended, and we want to thank all of our sponsors for that. But with that said, we are going to be doing Simpson University asked us to do a public showing of The Incredibles 2. And so because they're a university, they get licensing rights, and they're going to be able to get that early. So on the 15th, is that a Saturday? Saturday, September 15th? look at your calendar.
Yeah, he's probably not gone up to the September date yet. There you go. Got to flip that puppy. Now
yes,
it's Elephant Month.
Okay, so Saturday, September 15th at the practice field at Simpson University. We will be setting up there around 6 o'clock. Movie will start around 7, 7:30. You'll feel free to come out and join us. This is for a lot of the students coming back. For anybody that's still there on campus, because that, you know, that's a area that they've turned in for a lot of the car fire victims and things like that.
They took a bunch of people in. Yeah. You know, at Simpson University, people have to understand is they believe that they're part of Reading, and it's true. They are part of Reading.
Totally,
it's Simpson University of Reading.
Yeah.
Their new chancellor there, the new president, is just a dynamite guy.
Yeah.
And I think that they're going to be doing a lot of things in Reading, with Reading, and that was just one example of of that attitude that Simpson University has.
Yeah. So September 15th.
Yeah, so we're donating our time.
Screen.
Yeah, our time and our screen and all that, and they're doing that. It's going to be open to the public. We'll have, like, Rico's Tacos, Taste and See Creamery there. So yeah, their taco
Rico's
truck.
Tacos sounds God, like that sounds... I should be carrying a gap with me when I go to Rico's Tacos. Hey, I have two tacos. All right, and the guy that serves you is a guy named Guido. Rico's Tacos. Yeah, Guido says, hey, take them.
So how much fun? Okay, so this is what I'm seeing that night: blankets.
Yeah.
Seeing a movie.
And
under
it probably
the stars.
Could be cool because it's getting cool at night now.
So you may want to take your little mummy bag.
And then, on top of that, because, you know, funding has gotten harder and harder to get, we used to go to Red Bluff, and this year we just didn't have the funding to do it. Give Auto Body in Red Bluff stepped forward and said, can you come show a movie? We'll pay for the licensing for our people. And so we are going to be going down to Red Bluff, and that is, they're going to be showing Mighty Joe Young, which is kind of an old fun movie, and that's September 21st.
Hmm. Is that the original one?
No, we're
just
we're actually
one,
the newer one,
okay.
But that still even was like 1998, I think it was.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
This always coincides with the Tehama education organization down there, Tehama Reads. And typically they also will hand out books of the movie that we're showing or additional reading books to all the kids that attend. So there's that date as well. And then I'm working with, we had a showing, and then obviously the fire caused us to have to cancel one of our shows this year. And then we tried really hard. Even though in the midst of all of it, to create normalcy and continue to do our movies. But we were going to show the latest Star Wars movie, The Last Jedi, and that got canceled. But we can't get our refunding on our license. So it sounds like what we're going to try to do is partner with Members First.
Credit Union.
And create some type of a family night. So, you know, no money, but, you know, just, again, it's already free. We always do that free, but really just kind of brand it for families to maybe come out and just say, okay, you know, the fire is now under control.
Right.
People are trying to get under, you know, their feet underneath them. Things are, you know, different, but a little bit more stable. And let's just have a great family night and try to celebrate that.
Yeah.
And that's a date that we will hopefully be announcing.
And then location.
Yeah, and location and all that stuff.
I like that. So Star Wars. Ooh,
yeah.
So fun to see that with, you know, like in a chilly night.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it can be fun. Yeah. I mean, you can snuggle and big blankets or sleeping bags and that kind of stuff.
So the last one you were talking about, Rico's Tacos and
they bring their big truck
and the
Taste and See Creamery.
Oh my God!
And usually we have Mad Colonel Kettle Corn, but I haven't talked to them yet.
Okay.
But the Taste and See kids are great.
I call them
kids, but
you know, we've got a $25 gift certificate to that, and I haven't given it to Linda yet.
Oh.
But because it's sitting there, because I know she'll bring some home, and it's just too good.
It is.
It's just too good.
Yeah. And within walking distance from you right here, you guys could do a pizza.
We could do everything.
I love it.
And then have to get on the treadmill for 12 days straight.
Well, that's where we're getting into everybody needs to walk every place, and that's what we're getting. We're leading into that.
That is going to happen, I think.
Yeah, it will be a walk because, parking won't be as easy, which is okay.
Yeah.
Which is okay.
I was driving around yesterday trying to find a parking spot to go to work, and the whole entire garage was full, and I thought,
what's going on a Sunday?
It was like a few days before.
Oh, okay.
But you know what? Because do you guys park in the parking structure?
No.
No, we park behind the building.
Behind the building.
When we can.
Quite often that parking structure is full, and I am just baffled all the time. And I think it's great, but I'm always like, yikes. There's a lot of cars.
And what happens when that thing goes?
Yeah, and I'm all for progress, so don't get me wrong. Don't misunderstand my head saying. But, yeah, I think, okay, if this isn't here, where are all these people that are here going to park? And then where are all the people that are going to come downtown to celebrate all this newness going
to
park?
And then we have to remind you who this was, but they said, do you realize that Adam McElvain says that we may have four cranes at one time working downtown building things.
Yeah.
Four cranes working downtown.
Like never before.
The last time I've seen that many in one spot when I was driving into Miami several years ago on my Harley, and we're driving down it, and all I could see was cranes down in Miami. They were building everywhere.
Yeah.
And I'm driving down thinking, wow, I mean, you know, this was supposedly during the recession.
Mm-hmm.
So
some places.
There are some places.
Have recessions.
Yeah.
Others don't.
But now to think of that, the K2 and the new structures here. And then of course, I'm going to give a shout out to Axner Excavation.
Oh, yeah.
They don't advertise
mess around.
For this. They have. But you know what? It's the fact is they've come out and just absolutely the police station and then the auto parts store, whatever, across the street, were gone in like 4 days.
They were gone and the ground was clean.
The ground
was like red and soil, and you're like, wow, that's underneath all
that. I can imagine some of the stuff, probably that ground is hot.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to probably have to do that. But just how did it? They did it so quickly. And this is the kind of changes that you're looking for. Mm-hmm. Now, I walk outside and you can see all the way to Court Street.
I know. It's weird.
It's weird.
I like it, though.
I love it, too.
Anyway.
And we're going to have to take a break.
When
we come back, more with Enjoy and James Masada. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Been helping people since 1993. Judy Maxwell has been on the show several times talking about this is what you need to do. You've been touched by this fire. If the dragon breathes on you, you need to talk to Judy Maxwell. Give her a call, 221-0441, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, right next to Members First Credit Union. We'll be right back.
Just take those old records off the shelf.
Real people, real winners. As summer ends and fall is in the air, come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our Fall of Surprises. Swipe to win. Check out what we have waiting for you this month. Win free slot play, prizes, or a 2019 Can-Am Outlander Quad. Not one, but two winners. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn four times entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Drawings to play the Plinko board for free slot play Sundays at 8 p.m. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a brand new Can-Am Outlander Quad. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Whether you're into hunting, mudding, or adventure, maximize everyday adventure with the most accessible ATV out there. Head down to Wind River and play our Fall of Surprises promotion, where you could win a Can-Am Outlander Quad from Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo. Two winners. Final drawing Sunday, September 30th. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR. This is Andy Main bringing you a news update from high-speed internet provider ShastaBeam.com. We've had a great response from the community regarding the recent car fire from residents who were evacuated or had their homes burned. We're happy to report that all of our towers providing high-speed internet services are in operation, and we're installing new equipment on those towers that suffered fire damage. We continue to send our condolences to those who suffered losses, and we are still offering expedited installation services to those who need high-speed internet and phone services installed at their addresses. Call us today at 605-2203 or Google ShastaBeam.com on your smartphone to pre-qualify your address or to inquire about our services. ShastaBeam has been providing high-speed wireless services to the North State since 2004. We provide services to all areas that have slow internet. Call ShastaBeam today at 605-2203 or visit ShastaBeam.com to pre-qualify your address and order online today. This is Andy Main wishing you fast, reliable internet from ShastaBeam.com.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lemon DeBach. Good morning, everybody. It's 26 minutes before the hour, 9 o'clock here on the 3rd of September, 2018. 64 degrees, going up to 103 today. The weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Better Can't believe
business.
That.
103 degrees. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
I mean, we came back yesterday.
Currently 67 degrees.
As we pulled into town, it was 102. And I was like, gosh. Hey, your air quality index is 130, but it shifts around. So, but right now, it's still not that good. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's Last Stronghold. Head on down there to that. Okay. We're here with James Masada and Linda Bott. And I'm going to turn it back to the James and Linda show.
Thank you.
Well, James Masada, of course, owner of, and founder of Enjoy the magazine in 13 counties and counting.
Yep.
And let's talk a little bit, before we go into this, I want to talk about the Red Bluff store.
Sure.
And that you do have different products in the Red Bluff store.
We do. And there's some crossover, obviously, because we are still only, you know, 30 miles, 30 minutes away or so from each other. But definitely they have some unique products that we don't carry. And, you know, our Red Bluff store had to make some significant changes. I mean, it's always done okay. But, you know, Red Bluff is a much smaller town. It's a much smaller community, a lot fewer people to, you know, come in and shop and all those types of things. And then, you know, you see a lot, unfortunately, and I don't want to get on a soapbox and be rude in any way, but quite often when in our, these smaller communities, and I'm not talking about Red Bluff, I'm talking about Reading, even that matter, when somebody does something, you quite often see a lot of followers. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So people take ideas and then, you know, recreate them. And so I think...
Not two doors down.
Well, in some cases,
okay.
Yeah. I won't go into it, but yeah. Anyway, long story short, they had to make some changes to survive because there's, you know, it's a lot of, you know, if you can buy the same product in one store and, you know, three doors down, you can buy the same product before, you know, wherever. And I'm, again, I'm not speaking about just Red Bluff. I'm just talking about the world in general.
Okay.
I mean, why do you see companies that, you know, they'll start a company and it'll go on the corner and then, you know, within 5 years, all four corners are filled with companies that
right.
are doing the same thing.
Like
just,
coffee, like, yeah.
Just a little different. You know what
right.
I mean? So, anyway, they had to switch up their business. So they still have the store, but it also is very partnered with Cedar Crest Winery and Brewery. So if you go in there, you can get a cup of coffee, but you can also go get a flight of wine. You can also get beer on tap. They have a crowler where you can actually have cans made for you on the spot with certain types of beers that they make or fill your growler. And so our owners of Enjoy the Store in Red Bluff have our partners in owners of Cedar Crest Winery and Brewery.
Okay. Did that happen just this year? Because I shopped there at Christmas. I went up and down Red Bluff and enjoyed buying some wonderful things that I couldn't get in this store at the Enjoy store.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw that you had the bar in the center with coffee.
Yep.
But did you have beer and wine then?
I'm sure we did. But
okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what time you were there.
My focus wasn't, you know, thinking about beer. I was just on a shopping spree.
Yeah. So it's great for you to go down there if you want. You can hang out, you know, in the afternoon and grab a beer and shop. They have live music. They, you know, they have little, it's not, we're not a restaurant, but they do sampler plates of a lot of products that we carry in our stores, like, you know, locally make cheeses and nuts, so you can buy platters, things like mm-hmm. that. And, you know, we're working right now very hard on Cedar Crest. You know, I don't think it's a secret, but they're looking at taking the space next to us at the Enjoy Store in downtown Reading and moving their entire brewery and winery in the space that's between us and a Marte salon, and then taking the warehouse that's behind it for their production. So we would have them next to us as a, you know,
that's cool.
Yeah.
It's continuity
as
there.
As a kind of a relationship. Mm-hmm. And they'd mm-hmm. probably use Wilda's maybe as a primary food mm-hmm. provider, or Fratelli's Pizza, that kind of a thing. So
are you finding a change in flow from Wilda's, people coming there for like their Buddha Bowl or whatever they're famous yeah. for, and then going, Enjoy's yeah. right there?
There's definitely been a flow, yeah, mm-hmm. and vice versa. I mean, we get a lot of people that have never eaten Wilda's Buddha Bowls that come into the store, and we're like, have you gone next door and tried right. a Buddha Bowl? And they're like, right. no. And then they're like, you know, they come back later and say, oh, thank you so much. This is amazing. So, yeah.
Well, you know, so
they weren't quite sure how to answer that. You ever had a Buddha Bowl?
Yeah.
Well, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does it,
I was in the Navy once.
Does it mean I have to inhale?
I know. Right.
All right. So in your magazine,
yeah.
in your wonderful September edition, you have, which is one of my favorite things in the whole world, is a hamburger.
Yeah.
So
this is a story that is really focused on kind of hamburger and restaurant. It's called Five Mary's Burgers in Fort Jones. But there's a lot to this story that you would have to really get into. This is a ranch up there owned by a family, and it's called Five Mary's Ranch. And the owners are a husband and wife that have moved from the city, you know, quite some time ago now. I guess back in, not too long, but 2013. My wife is completely and utterly obsessed with this family. They are huge social media in a good way, and mm-hmm. they're kind of like Field to Fork family. So they call it Five Marys because the mom's name is Mary, and their four daughters are named Mary.
Okay, now, I read that, and I'm thinking of George Foreman, who named yeah. his sons George, and yeah. I'm thinking to myself, they can't be, it must be the middle names.
It's possible.
Well,
I don't
whatever.
Know. I don't
you
know
don't
that detail.
You don't
but
think that he's named all five of four of their daughters
Mary
named Mary
A, Mary B, Mary C.
Or
you
they
know.
Could be Mary Ann, Mary yeah. Jo.
Yes.
Mary Mary.
I think it's cute. Go
Mary
ahead.
Mary quite
Mary
contrary.
Kay.
Mary
so,
Kay, yeah.
so there you go
so,
with the five Marys.
Anyway, they do sustainable farming.
And one of them is Hale, please.
They do beef and pork and
wow.
chicken, and they do heritage pigs, you know. So, like, my wife was busy yesterday watching them help one of their sows deliver pigs.
Oh.
And they were there on, you know, as live feed from them. But long story short, the matriarch Mary had restaurants in the Bay Area, and they left that, and they didn't want to do it anymore. But once they got to Fort Jones, there was a building that just kept calling to her. And in their town. And she said, wouldn't that be make a great restaurant? And so they bought the building, and they've turned it into this burger joint that's, you know, they're all about the meat and the realness. And everything that's sold in this restaurant, if at all possible, comes directly, like the berries for their jam that they make, homemade jam that they sell. It's kind of like a restaurant with a small little store in it.
So where's Fort Jones?
That's a good question. It's up towards Mount, I think just past Mount Shasta somewhere.
Okay.
Where's Fort Jones?
Yvonne went there.
Yeah, I want to know.
Where's Fort Jones?
Fort Jones is in the Scott Valley.
Oh, yes,
you
there
go
you
up
go.
And
yes,
over,
yes, yes,
yeah, it's to the southwest of Wairika.
There you go.
Okay,
you're right.
Is it that little town that was a railroad, had a railroad station?
No, there's no railway through there.
Okay.
No. Yeah.
Anyway, but for some reason, they're very
there's a lot of people
ag-based
there,
yeah. in there.
Yeah.
We've done a lot of stories. There's another.
Fort Jones, Etna, Callahan. In
Callahan,
fact, it's north
right.
of Callahan.
Etna, yeah.
Oh, okay. And then they said when they had their, they had a soft opening and 200 people showed up.
How do we get there?
You basically
you
go to Wairika. Go to Wairika and hang a left.
Yeah, there you go.
And you take Highway
I've seen Fort Jones on.
3. Take Highway 3, yeah. I think it is, up and over the mountain and drop down into
somebody's
the Scott Valley.
Somebody's calling us right
yes.
now. This is the best thing about radio.
Somebody's
calling us right
yeah.
now and telling us how to get to Fort Jones.
I want
to
go there. I want to go. I love you just completely. I got the bite. I got bitten.
Yeah. So anyway, if you turn the page, you can see pictures of it, and it's just homey and great. But besides all the things that they make, they also have just started a Five Marys Ranch. Ranch Hand whiskey.
A distillery.
Oh, yeah. They're making whiskey. Okay, Carl.
Yeah.
We've got hamburgers.
So they have all kinds
jam,
of really cool things. My wife came back with a bunch of things. She brought some shirts, some hats, you know, because we have a ranch in Cottonwood, and my brothers run the ranch there. And so they've got them kind of hooked on it. But in this area of the world, they have some pretty amazing production of meats. There's another ranch up there that I know that are all Three Brothers. I think it's called Three Brothers, and they do pigs as well.
Maybe pigs, the Three Brothers could meet the Five Marys.
I know.
You know, we could have 65 grandchildren.
But you know, this is what I love about our magazine is finding these gems of hidden treasures, families and people. And places. And like what I love about you guys is you're like, how do we get there? And we have so many people that call us or write to us and say, thanks for this issue. We've spent the last month on three road trips to discover places that we had never been before.
We love connecting people. Yeah. And so we can't wait to. I want to cover this.
Right here is something that we can get up there in one day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Leave after the show. Go up there for lunch. FaceTime or whatever.
Aetna Brewing Company. Or something like that. Yeah. You go into Aetna, there's some neat little places. It's a very historic town.
Yeah.
From there, you can head out any number of directions on down to Callahan.
Was somebody on the phone?
That was, in fact, Roberta. Her family, Hales, had a branch, and it was one of the first ones into the Scott Valley. But when it clears out a little bit, go in the spring. Up and over Forest Mountain, that finally came to me. And as you drop down into the Scott Valley, prepare for a vista like you've never seen.
Well, but we don't want to wait till the spring. We want to go soon. We want to go in October.
Yeah, we'll wait for the smoke to clear out a little bit, but it is gorgeous.
I know.
Yeah. So how do we get there?
Again, once you reach Wairika, you're going to go to the southwest, and then you're going to go up and over Forest Mountain. I believe that's Highway 3.
Okay. We got it.
We'll
find it.
Did you see that in your mind's eye?
I do. Now, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by friends over at North State Security. North State Security, you know what? This is their 50th year in the business, started by Lance Beck's father. They're the largest firm, privately owned security firm in Northern California. And they guard it all, from our water systems to our electric systems to businesses to your homes, all of this at North State Security. Give them a call at 243-0295, and just remember that North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968. We'll be right back with James Masada.
Magician Matt Franco brings illusion and humor to Reading's historic Cascade Theater September 9th. As the only magician ever to win America's Got Talent, Matt Franco's innovative approach to magic is fueled with improv and driven by pure joy. Experience the boundless fun and stunning sense of wonder with magician Matt Franco at the Cascade Theater September 9th. Get tickets today at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. If all you need is an in-cabin air filter change, come on in. No appointment necessary. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized DISH network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I've been serving the North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
Fresh air and new lasting friendships are hard to come by these days. Bikers Against Child Abuse will be escaping the valley for a weekend to ride through the forests near Shasta Lake, and you're invited. Every child deserves a great childhood, and by coming together, we can help prevent and end child abuse. Enjoy a weekend of fun by joining Bikers Against Child Abuse September 7th through the 9th at Lakeshore Inn and RV. The Shasta County Summer Camp Out will include overnight camping with cabins, a live band, and the scenic Shasta County Ride, complete with a barbecue dinner. Festivities begin Friday with a meet and greet. Then, on Saturday, enjoy a ride. Meet up at 9:30, kickstands up at 10, arrive back around 2, and then the party begins. You won't want to miss the Bikers Against Child Abuse 3-day camp out the weekend of September 8th. For more information, contact Bikers Against Child Abuse or call Terminator at 209-9473.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460. Linda, why don't you give us a shot for the rest of the week on what the weather looks
like?
Well,
good morning, everybody. We've moved up to 71 degrees right now currently in the downtown area. And, of course, there's a variation of 10 degrees from here to the airport and outlying areas. But in downtown on Market Street, 71 degrees. Our highs today will be 103. And as we look at the National Weather Service forecast throughout the week, we are looking at widespread haze, areas of smoke throughout the week still. Tomorrow calls for a high of 100 with our lows of 65. Wednesday will be hazy again with 97 and our lows of 63. And Thursday highs of 96 and lows of 63. And Friday is 95. I just can't try to focus on this while Carl's doing the floss dance.
I love it. I was thinking, be careful, don't hurt yourself.
You know, almost, I just, and actually was coordinated enough to do it.
Imagine the TV possibilities.
It was just a one-way floss,
you know,
though.
And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
I can't see anybody else in here doing it.
Locally owned and operated, senior and veteran discounts, 365-2793.
You know, it's been like that ever since. It's been like that ever since the rodeo, when the clown out in the arena said, "Hey, let's do some dancing." And I saw these kids, and he says, "Oh, yeah, they're flossing." And I'm looking at it, thinking to myself, that's just gross.
We had no idea.
It was so funny, though. I mean,
have you seen the original? I mean, obviously the floss has been around, but it was made popular by a young kid that was brought to light through Katy Perry.
No, I never saw it.
They call him Backpack Boy.
Backpack Boy.
Yeah.
Okay, we're here with James Masada of Enjoy the Magazine.
So,
we call him Leather Boy.
Yeah, right? Leather Boy. Yeah. Anyway, here is a wonderful and beautiful ad for our store, and I'm very proud of it. Just because I think it looks really nice.
It does,
and I
love the buttery.
Yes. So it's called Well-Worn Leather. And this is featuring one of our fairly new creative vendors.
Yeah.
And his name is Jack. And he has Bar W Leather is the name of his company. And he does all kinds of beautiful, beautiful leather work. And
do you have that person stock?
That person's there, the big one, I believe may still be there.
With the big fringe?
Yes, but there were two others that were sold already.
Ooh.
One was like a really beautiful black leather and a little bit more structured than this one.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was another one that was kind of a gray. But he does really cool bags that are just like really rough, raw leather with like rope handles. Or he'll do these beautiful daytimer planner covers, you know, that are just really
beautiful,
thick and structured and stitched. And then he'll make matching cur jar holders out of leather with the handle. So it's like it turns your cur jar into a coffee mug.
Oh, wow.
But it's out of the the leather. Yeah, Kerr-Jar.
Okay.
Kerr-Jar.
Yeah. Kerr-Jar. But what I love is that he was a chiropractor.
A ball jar. That's the other
name. This guy was a chiropractor for 43 years.
He was a chiropractor.
So this is what's beautiful. I love this about art. People mm-hmm. have this passion and they're really good at something. And then they decide, you know what, I'm going to close my office and not do this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm going to do my passion full time.
Mm-hmm.
And you connected with this guy.
Yeah. And then, interestingly enough, another artist that we've had for quite some time, her name is Dietrich Garcia, and she does beautiful paintings of mandala. You've seen them, probably, the mandala rocks that we have there. There's from, you know, kind of an Indian. Anyway, long story short, her father, I guess we've come to realize now that there's been a connection between our artists. Her father actually helped Jack get started in his leather goods. And so, unfortunately, Saditra's father has passed away. And he was trained by this gentleman years and years ago, or got some type of training. And Saditra put the connection together just recently and just donated all of the rest of her father's leather equipment to Jack.
Oh, man. So you know that? There's something about learning and the older tools.
Yeah.
And tanning, how to tan exactly what you do with your leather. So,
yeah. So it's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
That so we're just really proud to have Jack.
What, people just that totally work, sidetracked people, us, Carl. No, look at me.
No, one thing I did was I just said is that, you know, I'm just looking at things inside your magazine that just get my attention. But the thing about the leather is anybody that can work in leather, I mean, it is. You know, they, you know, I've got friends who have done. Indian Dave could do that. Mm-hmm. He can take things and he can make stuff out of leather.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like any other artist.
Yeah.
I mean, people, you talk about people painting or things like that, but
yeah.
Just wonderful. And then the clothing. I mean, when you look at examples of clothing from the 1800s of leather made by Native Americans. Oh mm-hmm. my gosh, it's beautiful.
And then of the other things in the story that we have in here, I want to point out, and a lot of people are aware, and it's going to be a huge, huge success and a sellout, but I feel absolutely horrible. Do you ever have clients where it seems like no matter what you do, somehow you make just a horrible mistake with them, and it's not like just a single mistake, it just goes on and on and on?
We have a few like that. Anyway,
well,
something
so
about,
I'm going to use this as our example. And so it's the Reading Sunrise. So this is for the festival that's going to be coming up through
September 29th and 30th. That's over the weekend.
Well, see, look at you. It's even in your head, and you got the dates right. We didn't in our story.
Well, you could do 30th and 31st, but it's that weekend. One day is all country, and one day is all rock.
Yes. So in our story, we say September 28th and 29th. So thank goodness, at least we put it a day early.
Yeah.
One of the days is real, but the other one is one day ahead. So you're not going to miss it, right?
All right. It happens.
So it's a mistake. All right. Well, it didn't end there. We also misspelled Nathan's name.
Parmalee?
Did you miss an L or an E?
I don't remember.
All right.
Because I don't do this part of the magazine.
Okay.
And if that weren't enough, the website we put has supposed to have two D's. We only put one, but we put two N's in Sun. So,
you know what?
So it was like an absolute.
Did you get the pictures right?
Catastrophe. I think so.
The pictures are okay. So that's
so everything else I think is okay. But my sincerest apology to the Civic, to Nathan, to the event. We've fixed it in the digital version. We've put it in the calendar. We put it on social media. And we've apologized and asked for forgiveness.
Yes. Well, you are forgiven, I'm sure.
On the fire.
Right.
No. And it's, you know, here's what's weird, is that the Red Sun.
Like, how do you do that?
I had this conversation. Well, it happens. It can happen. So you ask for, you know, it's human. But the interesting thing is that the title of this was way before the fires.
Yeah.
It was,
and we have experienced through the fires, of course, days and days and days and days of Red Sun. So he said it's almost like they were thinking, should we not continue with the title?
No,
continue with the title. It's actually interesting. You're making a fundraiser now for.
Here's my soapbox, okay, because I get on it every once in a while. Come on, people. Let's pick ourselves up, and I'm not talking about from the fire. I'm talking about this country.
Yeah.
And quit being such a bunch of you-know-whats and, like, live
sissies.
Life.
We're being
yes.
sissies.
I am so sick of it, I can't even tell you. I had a situation where we carry fire and light. Fire and light glass from Arcata.
Yeah.
World-renowned fire and light.
Yeah.
Right? So
sure.
People that are collectors know that we carry it. And when we get it, we've always told our collectors, We will post on social media the day we get a shipment in to let you know right. that it's come in, right?
That's like saying Hummels. We yeah. carry Hummels.
So I posted
right.
that morning. That afternoon, the fire came, right? On social media, do you know how many people said how distasteful for you using a product on social media with the word fire in it? That's the name of their company. I posted it before the fire came in town. Mm-hmm. I, you know, like, come on. Even if I had done, I mean, it's like my mind just goes kaboom.
Yeah.
Well,
and I think, who thinks of this crap?
Yeah, right.
But you see it all the time.
Like, it's horrible.
Things are picked up on by people. Maybe this is all they have to do. Maybe it is. I don't know. But, you know, I do know one thing. Is
that just people down.
There's not a bone in y'all's body that would do something right. that's insensitive like that. I mean, this is just something that...
I just want people to have faith in people
yeah.
in people, and give them the benefit of the doubt on the positive side first. Because right now, everybody goes to negative immediately.
And exactly.
Well, and now that we've got this thing where everybody's pulling together, let's just pull together.
Yeah.
Let's just pull together.
For real.
For real. And just yeah. just move forward. Get our place built. You know, we had the guys in here from Santa Rosa. They're telling us how long it's going to take. Okay. Yeah. It doesn't mean we have to take 2 years. We can maybe get all of our things done in a year, maybe 14 months.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
And we have a cool new logo that we're promoting. It's kind of like a Shasta Strong versus just a Redding Strong. And okay. I appreciate the Redding Strong is no complaints at all. But
right.
we are a Northern California community, and we're more... I mean, not Shasta Strong. I'm saying ours is called NorCal Strong.
Right.
Made up of a bunch of communities that have been affected.
NorCal Strong.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, James Masada. Check out the Enjoy magazine and the Enjoy store. We're so proud of what you guys
Aaron
do.
Aaron Reznor, candidate for City Council, Reading City Council, will be joining us tomorrow morning. Everybody have a great day. Have a great Labor Day.
Yes.
Thank do something you so kind much. For your neighbor.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Reading, by Tobacco.